Mishami Brachos, Daf Mem Gimel. Mishnah New Perek Tfilas HaShachar. Talked about the Kriya Shema. Talk about the Tfila. Zmanei Tfila and the Halachos of Tfila. Says the Mishnah, Tfila Shachar Ad Katzos. Tfila Shachar is until Katzos. If you don't aimer Ad Abba Shos, until the 4th hours of the day. Here you have Makolikas, same thing you have in the Mishnah, in Bavli, in Brachos, that the Negea to what the reason why we have this Makolikas Tanoim, the Mara is going to give several different reasons as to the reason why we have this man, where it's based on the Karn Tamid, where it's based upon other things, and the Makolikas is how long, until when can you bring the Tamid to Shachar? So Rabbanan said until Katzos, Yudah says until Dalet Shos. And they ended the 4th hour. And that's because Shos Manor is referring to, as we said already many times by Kriya Shema. And the Halach is like Rav Yehuda. The Paskin, like Rav Yehuda, that we have until the 4th hour of the day. So the Gemara says, like, yes, the Gemara says that so that's the Halach. The Mishnah says, okay, the day of the chakras, the Zman of chakras. And again, we'll see where the Mokor of chakras is, where the basis of it, where do we get the Mitzvah of chakras from. And then Mishnah Tfilas Mincha de Erev, Mincha is until the Erev. Also, Makolikas Yudan Tanakama, Chum say until the Erev, Yudaimer at Plag HaMincha, until Plag HaMincha. And what's the Cheshbin of Plag HaMincha? The same idea that the we have until Plag HaMincha, we know is Zman between Chatzos and between the Shkia, we have a period of time, those few hours, depends on the time of the day, time of the year, I should say. And the last 2.5 hours is considered Mincha Ketana, and half of that is an hour and a quarter before is considered Plag HaMincha. We do not do things before Plag HaMincha. That's the Zman that's considered between Mincha Ketana and Mincha Gedola. And therefore, that is the time that we take, according to Rav Yehuda, we have until that time to be able to daven mincha, and but the chachamim say until erev, until it gets dark, and again based upon that we'll see based upon the psukim to where we see it from an earlier zman that the you be able to go ahead and have that time ala erev until the evening means until the laila itself until nighttime. What determines nighttime? That we have a tremendous machlokes rishonim, Tosis and Brachos and other things where that period of time comes, what is considered Laila? What would be considered the Zman Laila? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, so we have Tfilas Chakras, Mincha, now Ma'ariv, Tfilas Erev and Lokeva. Tfilas Erev, Ma'ariv has no set time. You could say it all night. And Musaf can be said all day. Now again, Tfilas Erev, Midazamin, all night means that there's no time. There's no Zman Kavua. You have the time the entire night. There's no specific time for it. And again, we'll see what that's based upon. There's no Tfilah Shalai. The only Karban Talmud is Shashaka V'Shel Arben Aboyim. Mincha. Ma'ariv is a different halacha. And again, like Krav, let's say Varum Vadarim, which is burns the whole night. That's why you have the entire night to do so. And the Yemaisa, and again, the Lashon of the interesting, what the Rishonim want to know is why do we say Musafim Kalayom, you have the whole day. And your Lashon, why don't we say Tfilas Erev Kalalaila? Why don't we say, why the Lashon ain't Lokeva? Why do we change the Lashon from Musafim Kalayom and Tfilas Erev ain't Lokeva? So again, here the Mefarshim explain that because the idea of ain't Lokeva is, even though you have the entire night, the halacha is that we want to base it upon try to do it b'kavakava, even though l'maisa there's no dina, there's no carbon tamid b'erev, and therefore there's no chiyuv, it's chova. However, it's reshus not chova. But however, we're today in noveg kiblu aleim la'tfilas arv is chova. We makabel upon ourselves that it should be tfilas arv and chova, and the that's why we use a lashon not the whole night because it's reshus. That tells us that's the other words we think it's obligated like the other tfilas. But shal musafim kalayoyim, again, you have till if really you're supposed to do it in the all day, but you're supposed to do it within the first 7 hours. And if you didn't, nyotza nikra poshea. Halakha is a time you can continue the whole time. You rather do it the 7 hours of the day, and if not, you're considered a poshea, But the halacha is you can do it the entire day. And we'll see again, the halacha is whether it's kedima, a person did nam shachos, mincha, and you went into have musaf yet, which one comes first? So, tadish and tadish tadikodam. So, we'll see that the Gemara is going to discuss this a little bit later as to what the requirement of negea to hilchos tefillah first. Tefillah shachos akatzos, the Gemara says, and tokatzos. Ksiv, we learned in a braisa. Halacha is a tefillah. What is avodah b'leiv? Zezu tefillah. This is tefillah. Famous Gemara. Gemara discusses that it's considered la'avdo b'chol levavkem. How do you serve b'chol levavkem? Serving is physical work, it seems. What is levavkem? It's levavkem means that the doesn't mean the karb d'avoda. It means the meis hamikdash. It refers to avodah shebelev, which is tefillah, which is the inyan of tefillah. And therefore, it's called Vodesh Belev. We see it a passing in Daniel. It said that you're a God who you serve continuously. So God wants to save you. God said, this is what it's referring to. Referring to that Daniel was brought in, was with Malchin, the priest, the other advisors of the Melech. Of the of Darius, the Melech of Melech Paras, and it says that he had many advisors. Daniel was Bereshim. He valued his most, but they wanted to destroy him. So they convinced the king to come up with a plan that anybody can ask anybody for anybody, any human being for anything but the king. Otherwise, he'd be put to death. And since they knew that he davened every single day, three times a day, they understood that, and they went and they malshim him, and he was brought to be thrown into the king's to the lion's den. But here, the king said to him that I value you and your service, but you maybe the God who you daven to every day, palakno b'adira, you're constantly davening to, so let him save you. What do you mean, palakno? What's the lesson of palakno? Palakno is a mashad. Is a avoda. Is a to work in the base. There's no base of mikdash. What's palakno? I say that feel the same idea. It's tefillah shebelev, and same halacha in Pasan Daniel. It sort of refers to not the halacha of avodah beis hamikdash, but rather tefillah itself. Gemara says that's as far as tefillah. What about that we have three times a day, as the Mishnah says, tefillah shaka, arv, mincha, and arvis. You daven three at one time. You don't have to separate them. You could daven. You have to daven three a day. We establish. However, you could daven all three at one time. So the Gemara said, the Lashon HaTosefta, the same Moshe brings down, you could daven all at one time. So the Gemara says, you can't do that because the Lashon HaPasik appears to Daniel, Zimin Talasa B'yayimu Birech Al-Bercho. And they said that when they talked about Daniel, it said three times a day he would daven, and he bowed down, like on his knees, three times a day he would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they were malach, that's what they said there. So they watched him, and they saw that's what he does. So therefore, you see that three times a day, that you have to separate three times a day, not to do it at one time. You can dive in any way, facing any way you want. You should dive in by the window, on the upper floor, connected Yerushalayim. So you see again, you can't dive in. Dive in, knock the Torah brings us down. The Tanakh brings down. Obviously, they dive in. Directly told Yerushalayim, that was a Pekavona. Again, maybe only when he came to Goyle, he davened. Before that, when he was in Yerushalayim, he was in Abbas and Mikdash, there was no, before God, maybe there was no din of tefillah. Maybe he had the kabanos, and therefore there was no tefillah. He says that these things do now the way he always did. Now that he came to Golos, he came to us, he stole davened the way that he did before. So what does it mean, what's the chiddush the way he did before? It must be that obviously he davened, why should he daven differently here? Teretz the Taka Torah says the way he did before, mashma that he davened even before, even when there was a base of Mikdash, and he had the avoda, the kabanos, he still davened three times a day, the proper way to daven. And so we did, so you see that the way he did it before as well, that it didn't change. Maybe you think he go daven three times anytime he wants to. There's no Zman Kavua, you could daven whenever you want. Good, you have to daven three times. I have to daven you face Yerushalayim. And you can't daven three at one time, and maybe you could still do which one you want, it's Zman you want. The Pasik in Tehillim, the set times, David HaMelech said, three times a day, in the morning, Boker Tzarayim, you daven. You would think maybe you can go ahead, you have to daven out loud, that this is the way a person should daven out loud. So Gemara says, no, a person should hear you next to you. Look, she davens quietly to her heart, only she heard, nobody else hurts. You see, that's the proper way. Maybe it means that you shouldn't say it at all. Just think about it. Don't move your lips. Don't daven. Just in your heart. That's all your mind. That's all you should daven. Maybe that's what it means. Kind of like Beretz Alipo. Raksfo said no. So said their lips move. What do you mean her lips move if she didn't daven out loud? It means that you daven, but Machishva say that you're supposed to pronounce the words with your lips, and that's what she did. That's why said that Eli Akohen saw her, that she was standing there and down, her lips are moving, but no sound came to her. He thought that she was drunk. And it's not the way, it's like the way a drunk person does. And therefore, that was the proper way she did, but that was the proper, we learned Tefila from her. Many of the halachas that we learned Tefila from her. And therefore, that was the way that she davened, and that's what the way Hashmilos L'machalot. A person should be able to hear the words that he davened. So you say the words, no one else has to hear you, but you have to hear yourself. Says the Gemara, another halacha, we learn from Tefilas Chana. Gemara says, that Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, we learn from this Pasuk Chana four things. Chana medabez alibo, she davened in her heart, you have to have kavana. She didn't just say the word, she thought about it, but kavana, she had lushness, but daberez alibo. She didn't just stomp, she did it with kavana. But daberez alibo. But kavanas libo, says the Pnei Moshe. She had kavana in her heart. So therefore, that's number one. Tehuz v'sanya knows. What do you mean? Benchi yotzo l'aske menachos. Your lips have to move. You can't just quietly say it in your heart without lips moving. Lips have to move. But the voice wasn't heard. Mekan shal yod, there might be a kobis, but you shouldn't do it out loud. People should hear you disturb other people. Shvela, the sikwa, the other thought that she was drunk. Mekan shayishke, hashikar, osin lispalel. So he criticized it. He thought that she was drunk. So what's he criticizing? Because he thought that she was davening. And a person of shikar is not allowed to daven. And therefore, he said to her, how long are you going to be drunk? So therefore, he was criticizing her because then when he saw that she realized he was davening, he gave her a bracha, and that's when her tefillah was miskabel. So you see that these are the things we learn out of the Tefilas Chana, of four different halakas that we learn. So the Gemara says, "Milsa Rakan Amar Beliko Halakah Rakan Amar Was in a Makloikes." We learn a Makloikes. Look at the tefillah. Look at the sound of a person's tefillah. Chana Amar Rabba Amem Chavirta. Chana Amar said to the Chachamim. Let me tell you something that I heard, that I watched Rav, the great Rav, do. And I told in front of Shmuel, and he got up and he kissed me on my mouth. What did I say? And he said, what was the limud? You pay Shmuel Nesra and you say, Baruch, Shokeh, you have to bow. Baruch Ato, Shokeh, you bow down. Bol ask Hashem, when you say Hashem, Zoykev, you stand up straight. And I'll tell you the reason for this. You told me a chiddush from Rav, which is a tremendous chiddush. But what's the basis of Rav's chiddush of saying Baruch Atah and being able to do it, stand up properly? Therefore, he said that's the basis of the pasuk to do so. So now again, what's the connection to what we said before? Really, it's not. There's no shaykes of the member. It seems like he's saying. More seems to connect. Milsa de kanabara pliga. What's he coming to disagree for? He didn't say anything before. He talked about the coal. He's not talking about what does it have to do with what we said before about davening out loud? What's the connection? He's talking about when to bow down. So the chayro, the Gemara seems to say, when the Farshim explain, see the Charedim, the way he explains this, that the Gemara is saying that since Mastabur, that how did he know the Baruch Atah Hashem, that he said it, that he got up and he took it. Obviously, you must have heard him say those words. How did he know that Rav did this? He was telling over Maisa Rav from Rav that he said Baruch Atah Hashem. Then he stood up by Hashem. How did he know where he was up to learn that halacha? Vice says that Rav said it out loud. That he was able to hear. He uttered it. He moved in his lips. You see, it's a raya that's what a person is supposed to be knowing. Rav Ami Lamistabur, no raya from there. The Lamamale Alep Neshim Nachasu. The Pasuk tells us he's supposed to see the Shemini Nachasu. The halakha is there's a law of standing up when we say Hashem's name is lav dafka, because really it means that a person should be nakasu. A person, when you say Hashem's name, nakasu, you're supposed to be bowed. You're supposed to be in a humble position, not to stand up. That's the wrong way. The way you do humility is by bowing down. But if you would have said Shemi nikasu havi yosh, you'd be correct. That's a pshat. It says, be humble before my name, which means before you say shame, you have to be nakas, you have to bow down. And that's what he meant. So therefore, Rav did that, Baruch Ato, that's when he bowed down, before he said Hashem's name. Came Hashem's name, he stood upright. So therefore, it's not a kasha, the way you drush him, the pasuk is, but that is the way the halacha is to do so. Now, where do we get the halacha? I just bowing down. Like we have Motim, you just bow down straight, and then you get up by Hashem's name. But by the Baruch Ato, you bow and you move your knees. Where does that come from? That doesn't come from the Lok of Rav. That comes based upon a pasuk in Zoya, which is brought down, Megan Avram, Mishnah Berurah, brings this down, the Nisei Caleb and Shulchan Aruch. Bring this down of how the proper way to bow down. Says the Gemara, Rav Zav Zidamasa Bekola. The Rav Avi would pray loud, out loud. Rabbi Yoina, Yavimah Master, Bekinishta, Avi Matzi Belicha. He did differently. Rabbi Yoina, when he would go ahead and he would daven in a shul, he would go masi b'lechishi, daven quietly. Obviously, quietly, you don't disturb anybody else. Kavim matzle, why did he daven quietly there? Again, because the so yatvid atzibur says Rashi Sulu, because he shouldn't bother the people that are davening. Matzi b'beisa, but when he daven in his home, matzi b'kol, they daven out loud. Why would he daven out loud at home? His family should go ahead and listen to the davening. They learn how to daven from him. Amar Rav Mana says, I learned from my father. He learned the Lashmon Esrei out loud. That's how I learned the Luchsach HaTfilah. So in other words, the proper way to do this in your tzibur, in a shul, you daven. You daven out loud. You daven quietly, so that they don't disturb anybody next to you. But in davening in your house, you daven out loud, so that the family could see what you're doing. So yeah, so they can hear and learn the Nusach HaTfilah from you. You can see that's what he did. And what brings the Ma'aser Rav, that's how he was Noig Tak in his father's house. That's how he learned Tfilah. He learned from his father this lesson to do Tfilah, that he said it out loud. That's the way he was Noig. So Gemara says, where do I know it from? Tfilos. We said you have to have three tfilos in the Mishnah, Shakos, tfilos, and Aris, and Maris. Where do we know it from? What's the basis? What's the makor where you see to have three? In other words, all we know is that Torah, you have to have three. But where do we know? Is there a basis for this? In other words, what's the basis? The Chachamim include three tfilos from a psukim and halacha. But where do we see that the Chachamim found that they have to have a makor where they connected something? They would come and have to do something. Masaki in this thing connected something. What's the connection? There are three tilos that connected three times that the day changes. He took us down from darkness to light. Therefore, that's the Shman Chakras. He took out, you see the sun in the setting in the east. So you see, you can go Zerka to see it in the west, go from the east to the west. So again, so you see that the these are psukim that are said three times in a day. Connected those things. Just like you bring me from darkness to that light, so too you should bring me out from darkness to light the next morning. It should be Zerka to have that interesting amount of time. The question is, Taka, these psukim are the basis of the Gemara says. We know where did the, like the Premosha says, what tomorrow Eichel Lamdu? David and Daniel, who just talked about davening three times. Where did David and Daniel, where did they get it from? Where did they learn three tfilos from? So according to these psukim, where you see that these are the things, the tfilos that were said that are supposed to be connected, those things to be a special tfilos that were mazake, to be able to see this, to see these things, to see these tfilos that would bring us to these times of the day. The question, of course, is, if so, why don't we say these tfilos? So the Dagas brought down the local and said, Caleb, bring down that these tfilos were knowing to people to say these tfilos. And Taka, we're knowing in some of the psukim you say before Shacharis, before Mincha, before Ma'ariv, that the tfilos that people say in Akdamah to davening, that Taka quote these psukim, but the Taka mention these things. However, for some reason, the minhag is today that we do not do that. Again, so you look at certain sidurim, you find them in the Akdama of the Tfilos, but for some reason, and Mishra brings it down, the Magen Avraham, for some reason we do not say these Tfilos bizmanenu in our day. Mara says that's one reason why we say the Inyan of where we get the three Tfilos from, in order because of the fact that we have the connected these three Pesukim. The Gemara says it's really another source. Shavlevi Ayma, Tfilos, the one we know more. Tfilos Avos learned them. We had the Lashon Tfilos from Avos, learned from our fathers. Our Avos. Tfilos Shagos, my Avram Avinu, ask my Rabboka, la Mokam Hashem, Hashem, Mokne Hashem. But in the middle of Tfilos, he made those Tfilos. He stood. What do you mean he stood? He stood in front of Tfilos. Come on, Neymar, you say in the positive, Yamod Pinchas by Yapalo. You see, by Yamod, by Pinchas, is clearly a Lashon of Tfilos, of Tfilos. And therefore, that's what he means. He stood by Tavanin. Feels met shock. Feels mincha yitzak avino. Yitzak gets a suah pasada. He went out to suah pasada. Ain't siyak el tefilos. He was only tefilah. So again, come on. Now where do you see it from? Tefilah loni ki yatoif lefnei Hashem yispel sicho. We say a person that was an oni, was an afflicted person, should daven yatoif, wrap himself in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, lefnei Hashem yispel, and pour out his heart in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. A pasuk in Tehillim, which we say always by Kippur Katan. And this is a special tefillah that's brought down, tefillah ani. So therefore, again, you see that the Lashon, therefore, by Yetze Yisrael, suak, suak means tefillah. Ma'irit, v'zev Yaakov Avinu, v'yifka baka ma'yil and sham, and pogeya, pegiya la b'la tefillah. Pegiya la tefillah, where do we see it from? Kenema, yikadam, but temer, like it says, apostate as well, in Navi, in Yirmiyo, yifku b'anam b'yis Hashem tzvakos. It should be that come, let's meet yifku HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Tzvakos, Yoimel Tisa Abada, we know Tfila Tifkabi. Don't take up crying or Tfila, do a Tigub Tifkabi. Don't be Tifkali. Don't reach out to me. Don't be spalled to me. So you see again, the Lashon is that the Lashon Tfila, so you see the marker where of Asenu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, all said Tfila, all have a marker where they said Shachos, Mechav David, and Daniel each had a marker. The basis of it is based upon these psukim that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov davin the tefillos. So the Gemara says the lishon is the difference between Bavli and Yerushalmi. It's interesting. The Gemara and Bavli says Keneged talks about Keneged to meet them Tiknun, and the Gemara ends off the Avos Tiknun, and they find out about both factors are there. Both the fact you have the Korbanos. And we have the fact that our avos are mesakein. Here it says tefilos avos lomdum. We learnt it from them. And there, in Brachos, in the Mara Brachos, in the Bavle, it says clearly the mesaknu that they were mesakein in the lashon tefilos. What's the nafkamina between the two different lashonos? Again, the lashon try to find some kind of difference between them, but be'etzem is the chayra. It means the same thing. The Mara says finally. The Gemara says. Rabbanu Amru, there's another reason, another third source, feels to meet them, we learn to call them, which is a standard Gemara. Gemara says, Tfilah Shachar, we Tomet Shal Shachar, that's Asher, Kevin says, Chot Asa Baboke, Tfilah Samin, call them Tomet Shal Banaboyim, a second to meet them, Carbon Tomet of the day, that's a Kevin says, Tomet Shal Banaboyim. What about Meyer? There's no Carbon Tomet in the evening. Lo Matsu, my Melitlo, they don't know where to find it, because there's no Carbon Tomet. But Shanos up, Stam, so they learned it in generally, how did they learn it in the Mishnah? Tfilas Erev ain't no kevav shemusafim kalayom. Ma'ariv has no time, no set time, and musaf kalayom, which means therefore what? In other words, it Mishnah said it's, again the drush of the diuk would be says the Pnei Moshe would be it should be kalalayla. Doesn't say kalalayla, like it says Ma'ariv musaf kalayom, it should be kalalayla. So if I says it must be yet at night, and therefore that's this man. So it's the time of the covenant burning of the Eifar, and therefore the same thing over here as well. Where it says, therefore we see, that's the lashon of Tfilah Shachar Lomayiv, the third reason. Mayiv is also connected the burning of the fats in the limbs. They would be consumed all night on the Mizbeach, and therefore they were shustel Mayiv, and also Mayiv to be as part of the Karban Tamid. But Karban Tamid, not too much of Karban Tamid, but rather it's mutu all night, because that was a time that they burnt it until the morning, and therefore you were able to go ahead and continue it until that time.
The Mishnah, Mara wants to know now, my colleague is in the Mishnah, Tanakam and Rabbi Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, Nogeyatu, if it's 4 hours, Hashos Hayom until Katzos, what is the basis of this Machlokes Tanoim? So the Gemara says, Gemara has a Shaila, Midivrei Torah Lamad Rabbi Yehuda, Did Rabbi Yehuda learn his opinion of Dalet Shos from the Torah? Where did he get it from? In other words, the Gemara said it's a Shaila, and the Gemara is going to discuss the two different stadim. What the Shaila exactly? What the Shaila is? The first one to discuss here what the Gemara particularly, what the Gemara Shaila is, and the Gemara discussed seems to be a two pronged Shaila. Shaila, b'divrei Dalam Amato, did Rabbi Yehuda learn it from divrei Torah? Is there a pasuk on Rabbi Shmuel? The Chama Shemesh Venimas says in the pasuk, a pasuk in Chumash, that they went to collect the mon, and the Gemara says each one kfiachlo v'chama Shemesh Venimas, and the sun grew hot and it would melt, so they had to go out in the morning. So it was Abba Shos. When did it happen that it came out that it melted? It was four Shos, Abba Shos, 4 hours in a day, is when it would go. So therefore, they had to go collect it before that. So obviously, that was the morning, the first 4 hours in the morning. That's when it would melt. So that is the zman of where he gets to the chayrim and atayra, that there would be that period of time. Nimas Hashemesh, the Abba Shos, and then wasn't explained where we see the Abba. Where do we see the 4 hours? What happens at the end of 4 hours? So the Gemara says the Gemara is going to discuss now that the it could be that it was take longer. It was later in the day. Let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says Baba shows. Maybe this Gemara says maybe this means in the 4 hours. That's where we got it from. So the Gemara says how do you know? How do you know that from here? Maybe it means 6 hours. Why do you say that it's 4 hours? Maybe it lasted until Katzos, like the Chacham say. Maybe it lasted 6 hours. So the Gemara says the Gemara says that maybe it lasted 6 hours. So the Gemara says, no, state in the Braisa, Shomer Chayma Yoim, Hare Sheshomer, Amani Makayim, Hare Shemesh Namas, Be Abashos. Because it says, Chayma Yoim, the heat of the day. And therefore, same thing we have by Avram, he sat near the heat of the day. That was where? That we said was in the sixth hour, 6 hours. Then when we say that he went, when was the time that Avram sat? What was the time of the day? It was 6 hours in the day. So we made a little Chayra. That's when it's the heat of the day. This lashon the pasuk that it goes hotter, that it should melt the abashos, because it wouldn't be the 12th hour, because then it already became too hot. In other words, later, it was a time that you were able to go ahead and go outside. So therefore, in the 6th hour, it was already when it was hot all around, it was too hot. So it must be that a kachom doesn't say kachom hashemesh. It's the way lashon the Rosh Misalor learns. Tzimun Tosh says actually lashon the kachom hayoyim. Mashmah there are places that's chamim and makom chamim makom tzal. The Torah speaks about when did Avram come in the morning? It was hot in the shade or in the sun. That's the 6th hour, the hottest day, the hottest time of the day when it was the hottest. That's when it would go. But this was aware of a kachom hashemesh. This is where it would be. It would melt in the sun, but not in the shade. So that had to be. In an earlier time, that would be considered 4 hours. That's where the Gemara sees it from. When I tell you where we see 4 hours. So we'll say, if that's where it says 4 hours, the Atar Shabbat Boker Boker. Yet you do like a Zerah Shabbat Boker Boker. My Boker Shnama Baba Shos. I have a Boker Shnama Kaba Shos. Just like we say, we have a Zerah Shabbat. We have by the carbon Tomit, it says what? The Lashon of Pasik says Baboika, which is the Lashon of 4 hours. And over here we're saying also that it means it's 4 hours, that the carbon Tomit was 4 hours. So the Chayra would see, that's where we see that they collected it, and Baboika here, it must be there was 4 hours. That's where Rabbi Yehuda finishes the Drasha, Baboika. You could also Baboika. Since we already said Nimas Hashem, if that means the 4th hour, it can't be the 6th hour. So vice versa, it had to be where Rav Yehuda, this is the mocker, Minatayra, of Rav Yehuda's halacha, of that Yishak was until the 4th hour of the day, and Memela, that's where we see that Kashak was until that. So like the Gemara, how do you know? The Abashon, Shamsha, Chamatula Bakar. The Gemara says, where does it explain? Because in the 4 hours of the day, it's hot in the sun, but in the shade, it's still cool. The 6th hour is both in the sun and the shade. Mele, it had to be there for that was the time. But Mele, that's where we see 4 hours. The Gemara says, I'm Rav Kanu, another pshat. When we say, what's Kachoyim Hayom? In a time when there's no shade left for any barrier, for any creation, which means, and that, of course, is the 6th hour. So therefore, it is mamish, the sun is right overhead, directly overhead, and there's no time. The Haredim brings down in the Gemloshin Rashi and Rapsachim, the Chol Shos Yom Chama Neutel Estadin. Each day the sun comes out, it's a little bit, it's turned to the side. It's a little bit shader here, a little bit shader there. But therefore, it's the hardest time for any time, and therefore, there's no shade available, even for the animals or for the for people, and therefore, that is the time. That's the time. It'll be too late already for saying Kriya Shema. That's already too late. That's not Bebeker. So everything is underneath the shade. Therefore, everybody Atzelo Takto. Mar says he. There's no shade that anybody would feel the shade, any animal would feel the shade, and therefore it's the time of later in the Zman, and therefore that's the time where we see Rav Yehuda would come up, the sorcerer of Yehuda's halacha, that it would be 40. So we have two different opinions, but both explaining the same idea that up to 4 hours is the time of Yechor Mayon. So I think not everyone would agree to that. Rav Yasi Matzi B'Tolashin, Rav Yasi would daven shakos within 3 hours of the day. He would daven shakos within 3 hours of the day. The Rav Chaya Barava Masi B'Talisha, and he would also daven within the first 3 hours. Rav Bercheria Abrachia Chamune Kari Kriya Shema, he would go ahead, he saw that they saw, they testified, he saw Kriya Shema Matzli, and then he went and daven Shmanasi Basi B'Talisha at the end of 3 hours. What do you mean? Tanim we learn the Mishnah. Karmi kame eloch lehifsid. Pesach Shema later on. You don't lose. Gemara says at the end of the 3rd hour, Gemara says lehifsid. Too late. Kachim akar b'tarla. Person meeting b'tarla. You don't get an avera because like you rip sukkim, but you missed the man Kriya Shema. So how could you testify? How could you be made? Chamuni k'rabberi berchia. Read Kriya Shema. Said Kriya Shema. Then he dive in. Then 3 hours. It's too late. He's not makayim commits his Kriya Shema. So how could that be? Someone says, Nima Babara Kibo Makos Shemayim Bohinasa. Pshat is, must be that he said Kriya Shema at the time, probably at the right time, before the 3rd hour. And then later, when he said Shema, it was only the 4th hour. He was drawn to the Davin. He wanted some Gula Latvila, the Brichos Kriya Shema Latvila. So there he went. He said Kriya Shema again, but there was only Nogea to be able to say the Brichos Kriya Shema to be some Gula Latvila. But Be'etzem, he said before, not really the halacha, what people do, that the halacha machlokes and the achrayim, the paiskim, should a person do that? Should a person daven in a place where he could say Kriya Shema privately and be able to say Kriya Shema out the brachos to be yotzei Kriya Shema bizmano, and then later say it again later where you miss man Kriya Shema, but you can say it b'bichos Kriya Shema to zman tefila. Meshabura b'halacha seems to say that that is the correct way to do so. One can do so. There are others who seem to say differently that is not the proper way. The proper way is that the b'kvi is the person should always say Kriya Shema bizmano and be able to say b'bichos Kriya Shema together with the matfila, but only when the Kriya Shema is be'ikar adin and the proper dharma Kriya Shema. So therefore, that would be the halacha. So therefore, there would be the same idea over here that the sheet is that they said Kriya Shema in the 3rd hour is that they said that even though Lamaisa Kriya Shema is until the 3rd hour, but tefila is until the 4th hour. Therefore, they would say dafka is Kriya Shema. The chakras they would say within the first 3 hours of the day, which should be able to get the zman, should not go as late as the 4th hour, and they would do it within that period of time. That was the way. Excuse me, Rav Yasa, Rav Chaya Bar Avli, that's what they done to be able to makayim shneim, to be able to makayim the zman. Gemara says and Rav Akiva did it a little bit differently, but still the same idea was that he waited to say Kriya Shema bizman, but the tefillah he waited to say it during that period of time. To be able to yotzei gula l'tfila. Says the Gemara. Gemara says right. So this is the way the Rishonim learned. Pass like the shita that he was noeg rabrakia to do it in such a way. Makabel is l'tfila. Now the Gemara wants to know the shaila. Rav Yehuda shaila. Where we said where's the basis of it? We said by the carbon tamid. Imiya there's lomad Rav Yehuda. Did Rav Yehuda maybe learn it from an Eidus? What do you mean, Rav Yehuda? Rav Levi, he made Malchus Yavon, the days of Malchus Yavon. The Yidden would go ahead, they were in the city, they would lower down to the Greeks, 2 kupos shazav, 2 different boxes filled with coins. Because they were under siege. And then, once Antiochus was surrounding Yerushalayim, so they wanted to go bring Kabanos. So they would lower these 2 boxes down with gold coins. They would take the coins and send up the 2 lambs to be able to bring for the carbon tamid. That is how they did that every day to be able to. Where did they get the money from? The money came from the Lishkas HaKos. This is from the money that was used by collecting the shkolim to be used, to be used for the carbon tamid. So they used to go and do that. One time they went down to two boxes filled with gesav, and they sent up goats instead. Now we know only you can use only a kvasim. You can only use tloyim. You could send up lambs to go up, but you can't use goats. You can't use that. It wasn't used for the korban tamid, so they didn't know what to do with the korbanos. What should they do? So Gemara said, right. The Gemara says, so be yosef shah. Here, Akash Baruch Hu le'neim. When Akash Baruch Hu went ahead and gave him, was mayor of the Neyam, gave them an Eitza, they found the two Talayim, two Talayim Muvukarim, they found two lambs that were checked, they found it over there. In other words, this was already prepared for Kabanos, somehow wasn't used, and they were in the chamber where they keep the kesavasim. Mamela, one for the carbon tumah, one for the carbon chakra, for gabe ben arbayim. So mamela, therefore, they were able to use this. It was ayir neim, so they were able to use. Even though they brought so the Greeks could see that they were using the korbanos that they sent them, even though they didn't send them. They didn't use that. They were using things that they already found. So mamela, therefore, it was not a problem. Until that time it came, I heard him testify. When I says I'm testified in Masechus Idius with a list of all the things that he said, I told him they testified that they brought the Karban Tamid within the first four hours of the day, and therefore what's the halacha? So therefore the halacha is that therefore they were masking makbet to use dafka to bring up within the 4 hours, and therefore the halacha is that they later brought things up later they wouldn't have used it. So the Mishra Masechus Idius says the Haredim that brings down. That where it says they could use by Maseches Idias, Rabbanan Savi Emes Ki Krivu Babashos, if they tack a board up, but me and Gama Trudim Lord Krivu at Katzos, if they brought it, waited till later, they brought up, they would be okay. So my mail over here, what happened? Where it says they went ahead and they were made that they brought up later on this mice that they brought down. They didn't want to listen to Loma Shay, you know, some arguing, told them to meet them, and therefore they went ahead and they were brought up these things in that time, in that period of time. Now the Maisa, some say that this was later, it brings down the Medrash, Mr. Masechus Idius, but the Medrash, the Shlomo brings down, Shlomo Ave, when he married Baal Paro, so they waited, he fell asleep, and he waited too late, it was in the third hour. So they had to bring up this thing at the later hours. So the Maisa said they went in and they brought it up in that time. So therefore, since the Maisa testified that they brought it up, it must have been until the fourth hour, they would bring it up later, they wouldn't bring it up. So Gemara says, so therefore you see, maybe this was the time. You know, it's maybe that they are really, not from the carbon tumah itself that they brought up, but maybe this was the cheshbon, that they, hey, maybe he brought up at that time, they didn't want to bring up past the fourth hour. So maybe this is what they brought up. And then maybe this is the testify. Maybe this is where they got this idea from. So Gemara says, we talk and don't know with Allah is based upon, was the original mon that they waited till that time? Or was it in the testimony, hey, the Mishnah of an idiot, so you the Benaba? What was the reason when he said, you said 4 hours, was it based upon this testimony in the Mishnah of idiots of you the Benaba? Or was it based upon the Karban Tamid Baboka, which they said in the Drusha to the, by the Karban, by the Mon, that they went ahead, they didn't pick up after the fourth hour? So which was the reason why you said, the Gemara says, take, the Gemara wasn't sure, blipped up where the Gemara Shalah was, that where the answer of the Shalah was, where they brought it up, there was not clear, the sorcerer of Yudas Halakha, what the base of Yudas said, the Shita of four. Was it prayer of Yudah, or was it the idea of the Hader of Yudah, which one was the reason why the Gemara comes out, the Gemara doesn't give a maskana. Gemara says, Amam Rav Levi. Gemara says, there was another Maisav, Malchus Arisha Azos. Even in time of the Roman Malchus, the Rish, they used to refer to Malchus Arisha, a similar thing happened where they went in and they were Romans surrounded Yerushalayim by the Chud Beis HaMikdash, by Sheni, and they wanted to know how to bring up the Korbanos. They were besieged, they couldn't bring up any animals. Mashal Shalom Gosh goes off, they took two tables off, they lowered it down. Malam goes up, the Romans would bring up two kvasim for the Korban Tamid. But one time they went in, they brought up two golden things. They sent down two things of gold to be used to get back shnei kavasim. But they went in, they sent up instead shnei kavisim, shnei chazerim, two animals, two pigs. By the time they got halfway in the wall, as you know, it's a chazikoma. The pig got frightened, and when one of the boxes, one of the things that they were sending up, dug its hooves in the wall of the city. In the hills of the wall, they dug in, and they didn't want, they got scared, they went and they put their feet in the wall. stuck in the wall. And the wall shook. The kofetz abor ma'apas me'ev Yisrael. And it was that the chazi went ahead and was jumped 40 parsos in outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now this lemaisa, what does this mean? That they went, look at the premosha. Premosha says that they are. They didn't want to go ahead. He sent them back flying 40 parsos, a great distance from Eretz Yisrael, and this is the idea was again 40 parsos that they will go ahead to do. This was brought down in the. Again, Mepharshim, some say an earthquake took Eretz Yisrael, shook them and shook the land 40 pasos, and that's far away from this distance was so far away that they're able to go ahead that they label with the from this great earthquake that took place. At that time, the sins of Klai Yisrael came. But Kamatama was Tama, and the bias was basically destroyed. And there was no more Kamatama. In other words, that this happened on the. If you look at the Gemara, brings down Masechas Tainis, that this happened on. That the Maisa happened with the Chazerim, happened on Shiva Sabatamas. And Mamela, they were no longer able to bring the Kamatama. It was Batal Kamatama, one of the five things that happened on Shiva Sabatamas. Mamela, therefore, from that time it came on that there was no more carbon tumid until the last year of the on the Kapesim was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. It came out that this was the lasted in such a long period of time. It was even though there was already the Beis Hamikdash was still around, but there was Shifa Sabatamas, these things happened. So five, some say that six things happened in the Gemara, and Mamela, the Gemara Tainus, and Gemara Yushalmi as well. And therefore, there was this destruction that took place on that particular time. So the question is, when is this took place? Malchus of Russia? Some Garshan Malchus Chashmonoi, which is the last day of Hanukkah today, so it's appropriate that to happen on the last day of Chashmonoi, was with this last time that happened, was the. That they were battling for Yerushalayim, came out to the battle of the Chashmonoiim, and that this thing took place, and the earthquake took place, and that's when the Korban Tumah was mispatel. Not at the time of the end of the Korban Bayis HaMikdash, but later by the Korban Bayis, by the base of Malchus Chashmonoiim, but that time, which happened years before the Korban Bayis, that's when this thing took place, 100 years before the actual Korban Bayis HaMikdash, is when, according to the Gra and others, the Noyeg, the Skirsa, that took place, this Meisen and Batlu Karbanos, Batlu Karban Tamid, and then 100 years later was the actual Chud Meis HaMikdash, according to some Gerses. That the Gemara, my time to abundance. If we explain that, the Gemara just finished. The Gemara says, Rav Yudas, the Mishnah, the Tam of Abba Shos. And that went before the Chachamim, because we passed like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara discussed first, we brought down the Karban Tamid, the Gemara was Masupik. Is it coming from the, even though in the Bavle, it's clear that it comes from where? It comes from the Karban Tamid. And the idea that the man they waited at that time, Boker, the Gzer Shav of the Boker. But here the Gemara in Yerushalmi was Masupik, that maybe the other time is maybe because of the testimony in the Mishnah and Masechas Idiyos of Yudah ben Abba. Baraba. So the Gemara wasn't sure. But whatever the two Tamim are, what is the Tamim Rabbanan that argue? Why do they say you have until the sixth hour? So Gemara says, Shnayim Layom. Stay in the Pasik, two in the same Pasik. The Pasik says that the, referring to the Pasik, Tamim Rabbanan say, Ad Katsos, what is the basis of their Pasik? Gemara says, the basis of their Pasik is that you have Shnayim Layom. The Pasik says that you have in the Pasik of the Midrasha of the, if you look at the Lashon of the Pasik, where you see the where the source of this Pasik is, Shnayim Layom, Cholek Es Hayom, we divide up the day into two halves. In other words, since we divide up the day into two, and Shnayim Layom, two in the day, which Torah says you bring up two in the day, which means you should offer in the morning and then you offer in the evening. So what does the mean two for the day? What is Lashon Shnayim Layom? What is the Kiddush of that? What does it come to tell you? Says the Haredim, the last Haredim on the page says, Kore Yaseiru, it's an extra pussy. So what's Shnayim Layom? It's coming for some extra drasha. Must be coming to tell you, divide up the day into two. And what is the day into two? It means divide up the day. And Yud Beis says the Premosha, the day is divided up to 12 hours. The first one is Kovim Tomei Shachar is 6 hours, 6 hours in the day. That's what we get until Chatzos. That's the basis of the Rabbanon. Gemara said, "What are you going to do with this pasig? The Chayra is extra pasig. The Rabbanon are right. It says to divide up this day. What does the pasig come and tell you?" Gemara says, "Shneim layom, chov layom. Tell you the obligation of the day, not for the days divided into two. Rather, it's two chovos of the day. The two lambs are brought up. Karban Talmid shall shachar v'kol Talmid shall ben arboyim. So it's two chovos ayom. That's what the Torah is coming to tell you." And Mameila, that's the Tamar of Yehudu, who doesn't darish the pusig, is extra. It's Kenegad Ayom, it's Kenegad to tell you the Chavis Ayom. That's what it's coming to tell you, divide it up in the Chavis Ayom. The Ein Lem Tashlumim, the Yavah Yom Batol Kabbano, says the Haredim, it's this day Chavah the day, because if you didn't miss it, there's no, you can't fix it up. If you miss the Karban Tumid of the morning, you cannot make it up. If you mix the Karban Tumid of the evening, also can't make it up, and therefore that's to tell you the Chavis Ayom offer that particular day. The Gemara's going to get tomorrow's. Tomorrow is going to continue with other drushes that we can learn out for Shnama Yom to tell us other things as well.